views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you on this Friday, the 10th? It's the 10th of January. Can you believe it? All right. So all kinds of things are happening this morning. And we want to start off by saying Carl's going to be in a little bit late this morning. And Sue's at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, you've been here, and of course you do the best news hour ever.
Oh, thank you. This morning at the end, I was just, you know, just kind of talking because I think it's so important when we, and I had mentioned a while ago about Proposition 36,
yes.
How important it is,
yes.
Because this is going to stop a lot of the theft we've seen,
yes.
That go and grab as much as you can in your arms or filling up those grocery carts, and those people that are doing it on a repeated basis, they're not going to jail if you do it multiple times. They're going to prison.
Yes, and we had Captain Reagan Ortega on from the LAPD the other day talking about this very thing, and about that gives them, and the word she used was more teeth. I like that, more teeth that they can put into these people. Because, for instance, when you hear about Walmart, Target, these people would come in and just come out with a grocery cart full of stuff and could not, they weren't
accountable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling in the words. I might need that this morning. Anyway, Sue, thanks so much. And, of course, we're always talking about the top of the hour. And many of you might have asked about, you know, that we talked about Wind River Resort and Casino. What they've done is they've sponsored the studio. So, in other words, what they've done, it's an advertising opportunity. Just like you would have the top of the hour, where our news and our weather is brought to you by, you know, Shasta Gas Propane. They buy that spot. And the top of the hour as well is brought to you by Shasta Regional. So we have these little, parts, and that's a great thing. It, very much like if you go to a stadium and it's Sleep Train or it's, you know, AT&T, they get a title sponsorship and there's placements with that. So anybody in advertising knows that that's how it works. No, they did not buy the station, but, many people were wondering about that. And so, I wanted to clarify that at the top of the hour this morning on this Friday. And just because I just want to go right into it. And say good morning to everybody on the 10th, and we'll do a quick read of the weather here. It is currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios, and as we look to this beautiful weather, I was out at 5:30 this morning. Stars are out, clear skies. Today will be around 57 with our overnight lows, just like it is right now. It's like these beautiful nights, 44. The weekend calls for beautiful clear skies as well, 59 on Saturday, 59 on Sunday, Monday 58, 60 on Tuesday. So the whole week, if you look ahead of us, it just is a beautiful forecast. The weather is always brought to you by our friends, once we said again, down in Anderson, that have been the sponsors of our weather. It's a veteran-owned business, and we have a lot of veteran-owned company because we are a veteran-owned business as well. So we thank the folks at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, down in Anderson at 365-3793. And now one of my favorite segments that we ever have, because we know the intense work that they do and the beautiful volunteers that come in, very much like our Katrina here with Pet of the Week. Good morning!
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You are so soft-spoken. I'm like, what? And you go, good morning.
To be fair, it's very early.
Are you a late sleeper?
No, I'm not. This is just earlier than I would normally be at work.
Okay. So, but you do a media run on Fridays, right?
Yeah.
So you go from, are we your first stop?
Today you are my first stop.
Okay. But then you do the news and you hit the other radio stations.
Yeah, we do the news twice a month.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's you guys and then we hit a few other radio stations.
All right. Okay. Well, wonderful. So you get to pick a dog out. And with us this morning, you have Bixby. Let's hear all about Bixby.
Bixby is such a charmer. He's about 4 years old. He's a gray pitty. And he is honestly just the cuddliest dog this entire time. He's just been leaning against my leg and wanting me to pet him. He's definitely the kind of dog that seems like he gets a lot of comfort and enrichment from interacting with people. He's not much of a toy dog, and he's not much of a super active dog. He's more of a wants to sit with you, wants to get pets, just wants to spend the day with you kind of guy, which is great for a lot of people. Cause right. I know a lot of times, you know, we have dogs that are really young and they really have a lot of energy and they, you know, want a lot of things to do. And that always isn't like the best fit for everybody. Right. So I think he would be a great dog for any, like lower energy, lower activity household.
Yeah. He is. He's a clinger.
He's
already put his little paw up on you. Now, this dog looks like if you were walking down the street, you would not want to mess with him because he's a little tanky. He's got a big, when we talk about pit, I mean, he doesn't have that big jaw, you know, like some pits, but
yeah.
He's got that beautiful gray, if you want to call him, and he's a super beautiful color. He's got soulful eyes. You know how important that is. For us, you know, ever since we had Buford, I mean, he's got this people eyes that you're like, what are you thinking? Jeez,
right.
Stop it. But he's a lover, this one.
He really is. He's just a very, very gentle soul. He did come into us as a stray, and we've had him about 2 months.
Hmm.
When he came in as a stray, he was actually running around with a really tiny little terrier, which was kind of silly. And the terrier has since been adopted, but
oh,
he has
cute.
Been around a small dog and, you know, he kind of, I think, was letting him call a shot.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not funny how these little dogs will dominate.
Yeah.
They just, I don't care how big they are. They just, they're the boss.
Right. No, it's funny. No, definitely out of the two, he was like the very gentle, sweet one, and the terrier was like the little spitfire.
So Bixby is up for adoption, and when you bring in Pet of the Week, there's always a special.
Sometimes.
All right. So, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, they're special.
Well, they're special, but I always think that, you know, maybe the adoption fee is lowered or something when you select that dog. And you just, what you're trying to do is open up and make room because you guys are so full.
Yes. Luckily, he does have a special fee, because since he's 4 years old, his adoption fee is $37.50.
Oh, $37.50.
Yeah.
What is that? You know, not 35, but $37.50.
So our typical adoption fee for adult dogs is $75, so it's half of that.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes sense. So, because he's four. Well, you know, folks, I would think that if you couldn't really get around, but you want the companionship, he would actually, I think, would be okay in a smaller space.
I think so, too, honestly. And he's really easy on the leash, which I know is another big concern for people, that they're going to be dragging you. And he is very, very gentle on the leash, which is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. So, Bixby, tell us what else. Okay, with Haven Humane, you're going to be doing the rounds today. So we'll be taking a picture and putting him on Facebook after our break here. But tell us what else within the next few minutes what's happening at Haven as you go on your media run today.
Yeah, well, right now I know we have been in need of blankets and towels. We always need them, but especially in, like, the colder, wetter months.
Okay. I've got some of those for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Thank you.
Lots of towels.
So if you ever have, you know, things like that to donate, if you have other items to donate, you know, dog food, cat food, anything like that, you can always bring that to us between 8 and 5, Monday through Saturday.
Are you opposed to, like, say somebody's dog passed away or whatever and they had toys?
No, we can take those.
So you don't mind used toys?
No, all right. We don't. Our dogs don't mind.
They're very
grateful.
They have something to, you know, throw around and play with. Well, Katrina, we always appreciate you here on KCNR. And so you need blankets and towels. And where else are we going here in the month of February coming up?
We don't have too much, like, event-wise happening. I know the beginning of the year is always kind of a slow start as we kind of ease into things. But of course, you know, we're always doing adoptions at PetSmart throughout the week. If you're ever not, you know, near the shelter, we are kind of located out of town, so to speak, kind of in a funny in-between spot. So we do adoptions at PetSmart Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 3:30. So
if
you're
fantastic.
In town, you can drop by there. We usually have cats there and we always have, quite a few dogs as well.
And you have a special program that I try to tell people about where you can, have a certain day of the week that you can go and maybe get your cat neutered, or you can do shots, or you can do certain things that are of a discount. And what would that be?
So we have a vaccine clinic, and that's once a week. It's every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and it is a discounted vaccine clinic. So really good, you know, price if you're trying to get especially like multiple vaccines done at once. And then as far as our spay and neuter program, it's a very popular program because it's also a low cost spay and neuter program. Mm-hmm. We do get booked out pretty far. So I know right now, if you go to our website, havenhumane.org, you actually can sign up to be on the wait list to get your pet scheduled.
Okay.
So then as soon as, you know, more spots open up, then the clinic will reach out to you and get that set up for you.
Okay. That's fantastic. Cause I know that there's, we have neighbors that like to, collect the cats, the stray cats, and then make sure that they're taken care of, like, you know, that they're neutered so that we don't have more stray cats. So they're wonderful at doing that. Yeah, that's their one of their callings. And they're fabulous at just, you know, adopting and taking care of, you know, not having a bunch of kittens that keep having kittens. So
right. And actually with that, specifically with like the stray cats, that is a whole separate program.
Oh.
Sorry, there's multiple programs. And that is like Monday through Thursday. You can just walk in.
All right.
And get them fixed.
Well, thank you so much, Katrina. We're going to take a break here on KCNR. Good morning, everybody. More information. And let's, Sue and I have got some great stuff to discuss when we get back here.
Celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way. Come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Punch.
your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If you like pina coladas,
hey,
getting caught in the rain.
You know, when you hear this song, you want to talk about a unique song.
I love this.
I mean, what's his name again?
Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes. He has a couple of those. Let's just look that up real fast to see what else he has. But if you like Pinnacle, I mean, this is just when you, it's a story.
See, I thought this was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he had another one.
No, the one, I think you're thinking of Christopher Cross, Sailing, Arthur's theme. I don't know. I got the two confused.
There is a really good documentary out called Yacht Rock. And it's a term that we're just hearing, like, what is yacht rock? And it's very, very interesting. And Christopher Cross is featured in that documentary because he was around the time of Michael McDonald. There was a sound of all of these really good, Toto, the guys in Toto, and they were all really heavy studio musicians that were on so many different albums. Michael McDonald, you'll hear his voice through this whole like 70s era and many of these albums. Well, Christopher Cross was also, you know, known in this group as a great player and a great singer, and then he went off and did his thing, and then he became, you know.
I love his music.
Yes.
It just takes me back to the lake and the beach. And
right.
Just that era.
Exactly.
Absolutely love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, great memories. Absolutely.
Well, you know, speaking of great memories, the dog that was just in here, Pet of the Week, and we were talking about that he was his gray pity, but
he's a cutie.
He's a cutie,
oh,
beautiful.
He's so passive.
Yeah, exactly. And I am not, you know, they talk about the dangerous dog and how they get the red eyes and you can see them. And you can tell with the breeding of particular animals, of their aggressiveness. And I know this, you know, just from even going up to the doggy park and seeing dogs that are just aggressive, and he just is not, but I didn't have him here because Buford's not here this morning, but I think they would get along because you heard her say that he was like hanging out with a little dog, and he's a leaner and a lover, but his name is Bixby. And so I said to Katrina, because Bill Bixby, it's an era of, like we're talking about Rupert Holmes, that song is of an era. And when you think of Bill Bixby, Bill Bixby, the name Bixby reminds me of Bill Bixby. And I said to Katrina, do you know who Bill Bixby is? And she looked at me like,
Right.
I looked
right.
it up and I said, okay, now Bill Bixby was the Incredible Hulk. He was the doctor of the Incredible Hulk. He was also in the courtship of Eddie's father. I mean, his career spanned 3 decades. He's really iconic. Again, all of the Hulk movies, my favorite, Martian. I mean, he was a director. When you think of Starsky and Hutch, you know, the guy, not David Soul, but the other guy, how much he's acted, Michael Glazer, and directed. Right. But Bill Bixby passed away, you know, in 1993, but he, on January 22nd, we would have been 90 years old. So, anyway, that was about Bixby, and I thought, what a great, they always come in with these one name. They name the dogs one name.
Yes, I mean, I think it's cool, but he's the coolest dog. He was surprisingly, cause I thought, oh, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, the animal.
Yeah.
And I looked at, cause he was bigger and he has this huge head and just so sweet. And I went, I would take this dog home. Like, because he just walked in here like he owned the place and you tried to get a picture with him and
he was
like, he did. And he just, I don't know. I just looked at him and I just fell in love almost instantly.
Yeah. And you know, Sue, for those people, like I was saying, let's say that somebody couldn't really walk very well or they, you know, they want a companion. He's not a puller. I will say that with Buford, I got to work with him. Mm. I got to tell the story the other day about what happened with Buford because the adrenaline and my energy level and the adrenaline was just off the charts for me. I take him for a walk down to the Whistle Park, which is a fabulous new park downtown, right here downtown Reading. And you know where our studios are on Market Street. So if you keep going down, there's this beautiful like arch, like a mini Hollywood Bowl. And there's a grass area and they have little doggy bags and little areas, you know, where if the dog goes to the bathroom, whatever. So he can have his sniffs. Well, a woman came out. I don't know if she lived there around in the apartments, but she had a little chihuahua, not on a leash, and a big brindle dog that was, if it would have got off the leash, would have like either ripped me apart or ripped Buford apart.
My goodness.
Yes, and she was holding him back, and Buford's looking at him like, are you going to come play with me or whatever? And then somehow, even though I had Buford on his leash, with the nylon collar, Buford got out of my, he somehow twisted out and he got out of my control.
Uh-oh.
And then he started running around and I was standing on the mound out there by K2 in front of the Shasta College screaming at the top of my lungs, Buford! Buford! And he's thinking this is fun. But I was scared to death because the woman's holding that other dog that looked like it was going to rip us apart. And I thought, this at any moment could just be catastrophic. Is he going to run in the street? And so, therefore, this is the important part about having control of your dog. And I have a certain collar that I usually like to use with Buford. And it's not about him. It's about me and the ownership of having control of my dog.
But, you know, that's the difference. You know, you are a responsible owner because it's not the dog's fault.
It's not.
If the dog is spazzing out, it's because it doesn't have any discipline. And so as an owner, it's your responsibility to make sure the dog isn't. So you should be able to walk a dog on a leash and be able to actually drop the leash and have him walk right next to you.
Well, he was, you know, he's a puller.
Right, and, but I mean, in general, that's just kind of
exactly. And so you've got to really work with him. And so we did do a 2-month series with Don Armstrong, and there was, you know, and he suggested never going to the doggy park because it's just not if, it's when there's going to be a dog fight. But we go anyway, and sometimes I have to leash him up and take him out because there's other dogs that in that there's a quick moment that it could be super like the fight could happen. Mm-hmm. And it's not Buford. It's just them getting, you know, into the neck. So anyway, he's a blessing in our life in every single aspect of it. He's a really good boy. But you know, you have to work with your animal. You have to.
Right. Absolutely.
But
I
with
agree.
Bixby, he felt like, now we don't know because we just saw him in this environment this morning, that he's just this lover, mellow, just wants to be.
Looks like he should be wearing a necklace of Daisy. Honestly, he had that hippie dog kind of vibe going on. And he was just so calm. I was really surprised because, you know, we've had other dogs come in here, lots of energy. And he just came walking in like he owned the place and then was just, oh, just so gentle. I just absolutely just loved him.
Well, I would like to take this last moment and I just, my heart is super heavy. I'm sure many people just every day, every moment, every second, thinking about the people in Los Angeles and Southern California that have, that are, you know, standing there and their life in one moment. You can say, oh, at least I have myself and I've got my pets. But it's the, this aftermath of where there's no school, there's no shopping, there's no car, there's no grandmother stuff, there's no, the collectibles. I started thinking about how if you've collected things and it's so special, you look over there and you think, oh, that was blah, 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 and I collected that. The stories of all those things have perished.
Right, right.
And so I would like to take this moment right before the break for us to say a prayer and hold these people in our thoughts and release them into God's hands.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
morning. How are you this morning, everybody? 7:34. It's the 10th of January. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's the 10th of January, and it's 44 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. Buford and Carl just walked in. I mean, we've got big, big plans ahead of us. And, you know, just at the end of this break, you may want to be listening in even more so, because we are going to be giving away, put your name in, you're going to call in once you hear some love songs. And it's just around the corner, Valentine's Day, and this is going to be a celebration that that's going to be unforgettable, where a lucky listener is going to be able to win a $100 gift certificate to Roco. If you've not been there, it's fantastic. And during this event, or for this event, you're going to get a dozen stunning long-stem red roses that are going to be, that's been donated from Reading Florist. And two dozen. I mean, what do you do with two dozen? Well, you share them. Chocolate truffles from Bouquets, Bon Appetit. And we're giving this package away on the 3rd. That means that you also get two tickets. And I think those are usually $75 tickets. I'm not sure, for Chocolate After Dark, which is at Turtle Bay. And that's also a wonderful event to go to. We both have been to that a few times at Turtle Bay. And that means that there's these chocolate tastings and food tastings and wine tastings. And you go inside of the Turtle Bay area in the museum, and it's
hello.
There we go.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi.
You know, it is. It's much more than that. There's food and all of that.
Yes. There we go. So we're at the after this segment, we're going to play a love song. You get to call in and tell us what it is. Anyway,
you
this is the first time we're launching
it. As many times as you want. We'll take as many calls. All we're going to take is you have to name the song, and then we'll get your phone number. Producer knows the name of the song.
Yes, Sue put this together.
Yep.
And put this package together. Sue McLean, our wonderful she's an everything girl here. Not only does she do the news in the morning and do a fabulous job of it, she put this package together. And it's the first time we've had a package like this on KCNR. So anyway, there's that stuff. But before we took a break, Carl, we started talking about the fires, and I wanted to do a moment of silence. My heart wakes up, and I think about, like, what people experienced here with the car fire. And we also had that in Paradise, but what they have, like, their towns, their schools, you know, people got out of their cars, and you imagine, you know, this particular woman talked about how their brother's ashes, their mother's belongings, the things that we take for granted. This one person said, my work equipment, my brother's ashes, my daughter's mementos, my keepsakes, my deceased mother's photos and belongings that she passed down to me. It's all I have. You know, I think there's going to be so much trauma that happens afterwards. It's about going through. It's like a war zone, if you will. If you go through, you know, you just wake up one day and you're running for your life, and your pillows, the things that are your comfort zones. I mean, do you think about taking your prescriptions? You know, when you have this, you just don't think it's going to happen, and then boom, it's that fast. L.A., I was thinking about this because I lived there for 7 years. So you got the Santa Ana winds. You do have, you know, winds and weird weather that happens there occasionally, but you have earthquakes. And so LA's been prepared, and they've done the work in order to fortify it. Of course, my girlfriend, best friend in the Northridge earthquake was right in the epicenter of it. And for 9 months, she went and lived with her mom out in Orange County, and they couldn't get back in for a long time. And so animals were never the same. They had to rebuild, you know, areas, and their home had to be completely rebuilt, but meaning that she still had some standing walls, but they had to fix restructure. Now, we've got flattened and gas lines and so many things that have just been destroyed.
Yeah, but my heart goes out to them. But we here in the North State experienced the exact same thing, except for one thing. The loss of life was so much horrible, much more up here in the North State in the Paradise Fire. So, you know, this is getting, oh, woe is me, you know, my $5 million house burnt down. And no, it is sad. It is sad.
Well, they're
and
saying,
then now they're going, hey, we're having insurance problems. Well, they are, hello, smell the coffee, wake up, Southern California, because we have been going through this for years. And we have had close friends that lost everything, just like these people did down there. And the thing is maybe it'll be a wake-up call. Maybe it's going to take L.A. and I guess Palisade Park is gone.
Palisades.
They had a photo from before
Pacific
and after.
Pacific Palisades.
It destroyed everything in there. So maybe this is what Newsom needs to wake up and say, you know what? What we're doing here is wrong. We need to have controlled fires. We need to take care of all this brush. We need to take a look at our water systems because water wasn't coming out of the hydrants. Now, you can say, well, they had water. They didn't run out of water. When water doesn't come out of the hydrants because the pressure is so low, guess what? There's no water. And that was one of the problems. They had pumped so much to fight these fires. There wasn't a lot left. But I hope this is, as tragic as this is, we have gone through this in the North State for years, decades. Maybe now the government, the Democrats, and that's who it is, the Democrats wake up and say, you know what, maybe we do need to do something here to prevent these horrible fires.
Well, they're so far at this particular point, and I hear what you're saying, but that's still, let me just come back into the point of how I'm feeling, and many people are feeling, that there's this huge sadness, and I've got, you know, I live down there, but I've got several friends that have their go bag, and now there's new fires that have broken out. There's been 10 people so far that have died, and we know that there's many more that they've not been able to get into. 9,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed. They're not out of danger yet, and the fires may be the costliest wildfire disaster in U.S. history. They also, the National Guard is arriving. There's curfews. I mean, it is really weird for LA, you know, and I know that when I lived, I talk about there was a time that I did live off of Lloyd Crest, and I think about that's off of the other side down in the Beverly Hills area, but it was up in those winding hills where it's two lanes, you know, to and from, and they're very narrow, and they go up into the hills, and if a fire's coming up, how do you get out? And so, you know, I've got friends here that have got friends there as well. LA's red flag fire weather is to last through Friday. Gusts could return Sunday. And firefighters battle protect NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Mount Wilson. I mean, the list goes on. There's 19,000, almost 20,000 acres in Palisades fire. Eaton fire is 13,000, almost 14. Kenneth fire is, I mean, they've got 8 fires right now, or maybe it's, you know, but we know that I've just read a couple things about people that were, oh, I'll be fine. Then they begged their family or their elderly parent to please get out. Oh, I'm going to be fine. And the next thing, you know, they perished. And one story particularly was about a man who was disabled and his son had cerebral palsy and he couldn't, and his other son was in the hospital. And just to try to get, the caretaker wasn't there and they perished. So I just think about people like that, that just don't have a plan. They didn't think it could happen to them. And that's why we talk about this emergency preparedness that is so vitally important. Your go bag. What are you doing? What do you do in case of?
Yeah. And unfortunately, again, my heart goes out to these people. But, and because they didn't think it would ever happen. we didn't think that you would burn down into the city of Redding, and it did. I'm sure the people in Paradise never had an idea that they were trapped like this. And but see, what I'm getting here is this is historical. All you have to do is look. All you have to do is read. All you have to do is... All you have to do is, for the government here, the Democrats, because they control everything, is to look at it and say, what do we need to do to prevent this? And now all of these, these quote celebrities out of LA and Hollywood and Malibu, all, you know, now they're coming apart saying, why wasn't this done? I mean, you could have done this, you could have done this. Well, but they didn't. I just read Mel Gibson was being interviewed on the Rogan Report, and his house burnt down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his house went up. So, I mean...
And you got a guy that was...
But he is no different than Joe Smith.
I know.
Joe Smith's double wide burning up here.
Paris Hilton.
And, you know, burning up the street
That's right. That's
right. It's no different.
And I think about, like, Billy Crystal.
They both have lost.
Right. And Billy, when I think about in the Hollywood, you know, like... Again, we were talking about with Sue this morning. Well, we have to, you know what? We've got to play. We promised we were going to play this love song and we're going to take calls. Christina's going to take your calls. So this is call in and tell us what this love song is going to be for the Valentine's Day package. (530) 605-4567 to be on the list to win that fabulous Valentine package.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have the lung nodule screening program, providing patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. Lung cancer is very difficult to find. That's why it is so deadly. But with this new technique, they can find it very early and treat it from right there. The goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with low-dose computer tomographic screening. It's the only low-dose screening procedure available north of Sacramento at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, moving on. Trump is being sentenced right now, and they've given him a chance to speak. Well, most people going in their sentence, they go, well, you know, I'm sorry, and, you know, the judge is going to sentence. But Trump walks in there knowing there's going to be no jail time, no fines, or, you know, no, nothing. Nothing's going to happen to him. So he took off, from what I understand from early reports. I mean, it's still going on. It's, and said this was a witch hunt. It shouldn't have been done, you know, like that. Which most people in the United States, if you believe the polls, and again, the polls, agree with him. All right. So he was sentenced to unconditional discharge. No.
Trump sentenced to unconditional discharge.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Okay. So what does that mean, Carl?
Well, it just means nothing. I mean, it's unconditional. He's not restricted from anything, any of this stuff. So, and it's being, it's also being appealed to the Supreme Court. But they got the sentencing. They were trying to do it in July before the election. And as Trump aptly pointed out, or his defense did, said, wait a minute, you're trying to influence the election. And the judge pulled back till after the election, till today. I mean, he could have waited till, you know, I guess he could have waited till after he took the oath of office, but I kind of understand why he did it now. It's unconditional. Anyway, all right. Other things going on. You know, so Trump is convicted, is being appealed. If the appeal is granted, it goes away. The trial goes away. Or the conviction goes away. But here's the thing. Everybody knew everything about Trump because the mainstream media, which is on its way downhill, newspapers, magazines, CNN, MSNBC, you know, with all those, their ratings are horrible. There's less and less people reading these newspapers because they don't trust them. They don't trust the media. This is which is very unfortunate because the media is one of the bulwarks against corruption. And it's against, you know, against corruption and malfeasance and giving the people what is happening out there. And when people don't trust what they're saying, even with simple news stories, we've lost something. We've lost something wonderful in our country. And it's sad when you watch something on, you know, you see somebody say something and you know, first of all, you've seen statements from Joy Reid. I mean, hers is an opinion show. But you know every time she opens her mouth, what's going to come out and what it's going to mean. Same thing with Sean Hannity and these others. I mean, you know what they're going to be saying. But when a institution like the presidency uses his justice arm to go after people, which in many people's opinions is what happened here, and then Biden said the other day in one of his babbles that he wished he hadn't put Merrick Garland in there because he moved too slow and he didn't do enough, you know, to go after Trump. Well, excuse me, but that's, you know, that's kind of like just admitting you put a guy up there to go after your political opponent. And like I said, it wasn't a surprise to anybody. Everybody knew that Trump had been convicted. Everybody knew that the judge had found him accountable for a sexual abuse or sexual abuse. It wasn't rape, which is Stephanopoulos found out when he had to pay $15 million to Trump for accusing him of it. Everybody knew about it. Made no difference. They were so tired of what the Democrats were serving up. People swallowed their distaste for Trump to vote for a hope for a future and not to go the same way we were going. As Vice President Harris said, I can't think of a thing I'd change that Joe Biden did. I mean, Kamala, you should have just dug the hole right then and crawled into it.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I just wanted to bring up an article here.
Sure.
This is according to, again, Fox News. Caruso used a private firefighting service. Okay, the headline is, the Palisades Village, a mall developed by Rick Caruso, is one of the only commercial structures still standing in the center of fire-torn Pacific Palisades. And a mall appears to have sustained only minor damage. So
how do you build it?
Okay.
At a scale?
According to Fox News, Caruso used a private firefighting service to fight the fire at the mall and was able to save it. Caruso understood fire risks, having served decades earlier as commissioner for the LA Department of Water and Power. And he also understood the limitations of the city's public fire services, whose budget was cut nearly $20 million last year by Mayor Kara Bass of the city council. Caruso ran for mayor in LA 2022, losing narrowly to Bass. He had argued that the city needed a political outsider. Hello, this is what we're experiencing now with the outsiders, with business experience to address problems like homelessness and crime. He ran on Democrats' fury over the Supreme Court Dobbs decision, arguing that she was the only true pro-choice Democrat in the race, given that Caruso was a former Republican and that he had donated to pro-life candidates.
The L.A. Fire Department chief warned a month ago that the $18 million budget cut had plunged it into unprecedented operational challenges, which would hamper its ability to respond to large-scale emergencies like wildfires. She said cascading impacts this would have. And Karen Bass, congratulations. The chickens have come home to roost. Unfortunately, people dying and all of the property loss and just the destruction of lives. Because it's not all Mel Gibson. It's not all James Wood and the big stars. There's just hundreds of thousands of people out
neighborhoods
there, just like us, blue-collar guys and girls, and they lost it all. Okay. I haven't even finished my rant, and it's Friday. I'm going to have to save them up for Monday. When we come back after the news, we're going to have Patrick and Jill Gorman are joining us. But also, we're going to do the Valentine thing again. We got confused in there, and they played two songs. It's just one song. When you hear the song, call in, tell us what the name of the song is, and you get entered into a fantastic Valentine's Day package. And guess what? You can enter as many times as you want. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. Amit Kamasan. President elect Trump will be able to return to the White House without the threat of a prison term or a fine hanging over his head. New York Judge Juan Merchan sentenced Trump on his conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. As expected, no jail time, no fine, no probation. Basically, it simply cements his status as a convicted felon. It's something the president-elect dismisses as a purely political stunt engineered by his Democrat opponents. It was a virtual sentencing this morning. Mr. Trump did not attend in person, although some of his supporters did outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
President Trump is true to his heart. He has a good heart. He keeps it real, and I'm here to stand up for America, stand up for President Trump, because he deserves justice, because he speaks the truth, and just because they don't like that he believes in God and cares about we the people, they don't like him because he's not corrupt like them.
Mr. Trump calls the case a disgrace. At least 10,000 structures damaged or destroyed, at least 10 people killed by the Los Angeles wildfires, and there are so many heartbreaking stories. This man escaped with just the clothes on his back.
It's all gone. All gone. I mean, the kids were born here, raised them here, 20-some years. Built this and it's completely gone. Not just me, the whole neighborhood is gone.
The latest blaze being investigated as a possible arson fire. America's employers went on a hiring binge to close out 2024, adding a robust 256,000 jobs last month. Wall Street fears it could delay any further interest rate cuts by the Fed, and that has sent stocks sharply lower. The Dow is down 609 points, NASDAQ off 351. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A potential environmental disaster, Iran-backed rebels to blame, has been averted.
Private security firm Ambre says an oil tanker that burned for weeks in the Red Sea after being attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels and threatening a massive oil spill has been salvaged. The Sunion had been a disaster in waiting in the waterway, with 1 million barrels of crude oil aboard that had been struck and later sabotaged with explosives by the Iranian-backed Houthis as part of their campaign over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. It took months for salvagers to tow the vessel away, extinguish the fires, and offload the remaining crude oil. I'm Charles Villanueva.
Japan has approved additional sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine, including freezing the assets of dozens of individuals and groups and banning exports to dozens of organizations inside Russia and several other countries that have allegedly helped Moscow to evade sanctions. News and analysis, townhall.com. A federal court on Thursday blocked President Joe Biden's proposed changes to Title IX, halting his administration's efforts to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity nationwide.
In a decision issued Thursday, U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves scrapped the entire 1,500-page regulation after deciding it was fatally tainted by legal shortcomings. The rule had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges by Republican-led states. President-elect Donald Trump previously promised to end the rules, quote, on day one of his second term. The decision came in response to a lawsuit filed by Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The NFL has moved the Rams' wild card playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings to Arizona. This because of the Los Angeles wildfires. Playoff game will be played Monday night at State Farm Stadium, located in suburban Glendale. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind Rivers Resort and Casino Studios. Right here at 1236, what is our address here? 1326 Market Street, right in downtown Reading. They are sponsoring our studios. No, they have not bought KCNR. And there was a question about that the other day. Anyway, welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 10th of January, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and Linda is here with the with the weather.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Where's the weather?
Well, I'm going to do that right again.
Didn't show up today.
Well, no, one of those things. I'm going to look it up online here. Looks like we're going to have beautiful, clear skies throughout the rest of the week. That's all I can say. Beautiful. Today is, the 10th, and it's partly cloudy with 59 degrees. Overnight lows will be 43, so what you're looking at right now, currently 44 degrees. And if you look outside, what you're going to see with this temperature, I was out this morning at 5:30, and the sky was absolutely brilliantly clear. Beautiful mornings. If you like to take a morning walk, and know that it just smells good. We're so blessed. Right now, we're blessed with these clear skies. So enjoy what we have here in our moment, and that's what it is. So tomorrow looks like it's going to be around 60 degrees, sunny throughout the rest. We have, you know, gosh, as far down as I can go to the 19th, it looks like we've got sunny, no rain ahead of us, and the highest temperature that we're going to have will be on Tuesday, which is 64. Great days ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793. Always giving your senior, and veteran discounts. And thank you to the Kinney family. 8:07 in the morning. Again, it's January 10th. And of course, we are here with the Gormans, Gorman Law. How are you guys this morning?
Great.
Yeah, great. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah, 2025 is going to be.
It's going to be what?
A great year.
It's going to be a great year. So how are you guys feeling? Was there anything that's new that's come down? Because you can see that we're having our crazy Friday morning here at KCNR, and but we have beautiful skies and we're blessed. We were talking about friends that we have down in Southern California, family and friends, and that we worry about them, and there's always this kind of an unrest knowing that we've got friends and family that are in danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, with that, we had the big one started in Pacific Palisades, and then a bunch of small ones popped up, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like somebody was starting those, so that'll be we'll see what comes out of that. But no, I do have family down there in like Westlake and Thousand Oaks, and it's pretty scary for them down there. It sounds not quite car fire, scary for them just yet, but it's getting there for them,
right?
And it's interesting. I mean, it's been raining down there, too. It's been a kind of a wet year down there.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jill about that. I think just the type of plants they have down there, and again, just the lack of undergrowth. It's fascinating to me because, you see State Farm, they pulled out. They had about 40% of the risk there in Pacific Palisades, and they canceled. A lot of those homes that burnt down would have been covered by State Farm, probably hundreds of millions of losses.
That's exactly right.
So if they could tell that there's going to be a fire there probably, then, other people knew, right? Could have, probably cleaned up the area. State Farm can underwrite and say, hey, there's risk here of a fire. Orinda in the Bay Area is another example. There hasn't been a fire there since the Oakland Hills fire in the 90 or whatever. So, they can tell where there's a high risk. So if they can tell, I'm sure they even communicated with the state and said something like, hey, we're pulling out if you don't invest. You know?
Yeah, well, they're pulling out of, like, people have had to get insurance. Like with my parents, they live in Granite Bay, okay, which is the Folsom-Roseville area,
right.
Loomis. And they sold their home, and they rented, which they thought was going to be 3 years. And my mom's 91 and my dad's 93, and they've just now it's 10 years. They've rented in the same place. And their rent went up $350 because of the fact of all the fires that happened here. Mm-hmm. People lost their insurance. So there are certain people in Granite Bay and Loomis that had to go out of the country to get insurance.
How do you collect on that policy? You don't. I mean, it's not regulated.
I just know that there's a relative, a brother of a relative that lives in Granite Bay and had to go out of the country to get insurance. Now, so, we've got Judy Maxwell. We've got great people here that will work it somehow. But there were people here in Reading. There were people here in Reading that they were threatened and they were losing their insurance. Now, a lot of the articles that I've been reading about Southern California is that 4 months ago they lost their insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 months ago, many of these homes that burnt down lost their insurance, and they're probably like trying to figure out, oh, we'll just take a little, how are we going to find, what are we, in the middle of trying to find something, boom, everything's now everything. So everything.
And from what I understand, that FEMA, a lot of them, well, as of last year, that FEMA funds were exhausted for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
So what do people do, Patrick? I mean, from the legal side, you know,
they walk away usually.
Is that what it's going to be? Is they have to walk
they
away?
Self-insure. Self-insure. And if the FAIR plan was covering these Pacific Palisades homes, I mean, there's $17 million homes, you know?
Yeah.
The FAIR plan, if they were covering, I don't know if they were. I mean, these are very wealthy people, but let's just say the FAIR plan was covering this risk. They're bankrupt. That's bankrupt. That state program's going to be bankrupt.
That's what I'm thinking. You're going to see a lot of bankruptcies out there. You're going to see because, okay, they can't afford to rebuild their...
Buford.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Go ahead. I got it.
It's a Monday on a Friday.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR. Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR. Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Okay, every so often you have a emergency. Buford, obviously, we missed the signs, so Buford came in and voided himself right next to me. And I looked down, he's looking at me going, I'm sorry.
That's a compliment.
So that was where we've been for the last four minutes is cleaning up in here. And God bless our guest here, Jill and Patrick Gorman, because they're laughing in here because they have dogs and they understand. Okay. We were talking about, you know, what kind of legal address. What kind of legal openings could people in LA use? I mean, if I mean, they've got things in here, memos saying if you do this, this could cause a catastrophe, from the fire chief to the mayor. There've been other things, things that weren't done.
Oh, so you mean like, so there's something called qualified immunity. So, it's similar to the military, Carl. So you can't sue the military for doing something dumb, right? And you're injured. You don't have a basis. So qualified immunity.
No, I understand that, but could they sue the city though?
No, they still have qualified immunity. Don't. So you could sue for negligence to the extent, but these are policy decisions. This isn't there's a giant pothole that you've known about and didn't fix. This is these are a little bit more remote. Now, if there was some fault in whatever caused the fire, right? Caused the fire, you could sue, the homeowners could sue against that person, but that's what the insurance companies do when they pay for the loss. They subrogate. But, in these cases, I mean, the amount of losses, unless it's Goldman Sachs, I don't think you're going to be able to recover. They're pretty much judgment proof. There's going to be pennies on the dollar if you get anything, and they'll file a claim. So I think most of these folks are going to be insured, or the banks that have they should be insured. I mean, these are, $17 plus million homes. These folks are.
But as Linda said, they're starting to lose their insurance. Mm-hmm. And they're canceling. And and if they've lost their insurance 4 months ago, now they're trying to get insurance. But you're right; the banks will force people to get insurance, or they will get insurance on the homes, and you end up paying for it.
Right. And so I think that if this were not Pacific Palisade, or some of the other areas up in up by Magic Mountain, up in that area, Valencia, there's some fires up there, and I forget, Salomar or something. Anyways, up there, most of the folks that live up there, their home is their primary asset, and
that's what I said.
Normal people.
The vast majority of the people who lost homes are like us.
Yeah,
they're not celebrities who have got multi-million-dollar homes and all this kind of stuff. They've got a $400,000 house, but that's their wealth, or a $500,000 house. That's their wealth. Now it's gone.
$500,000 house. They have maybe a mortgage for two, so they have $300,000 in equity. That if they aren't insured, then it would be wiped out, unless the bank covered it with some kind of mortgage. The FAIR Plan is a California state, organization. And that's why when you said international insurance, I'm like, well, that's not going to be insured by the California Insurance Guarantee Association or something like that. There's these different
entities. Well, the other thing about the FAIR Plan is because of the insurance disaster we have going on here in California, they're backed up like 100,000 people trying to get them, policies. So, okay, you're in the chute there, but they haven't gotten to you yet.
They have more risk than funding too. So, if the FAIR Plan, theoretically, if the FAIR Plan was covering, the Pacific Palisades houses, those 40% of them that lost their coverage, it's bankrupt. We're talking probably like $1 billion in losses right there to replace it.
And who do we have to thank for this, Commissioner Laura, who is, by the way, a Democrat. Was he appointed or was he elected?
Is he the Department of Insurance, or is that?
Yeah, is he?
No, I think he is. So,
maybe it's not.
No, so commissioners are appointees.
Okay, so he was appointed.
Yeah.
By who?
The governor.
Newsom?
I'm not sure if it was Newsom or Brown,
Did you see Newsom get confronted by a lady?
No, I did not.
Out there, and she says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I've been trying to call the president, but I haven't been able to reach him." You haven't been able to reach the president during this fire? And she just went, and Newsom got bad,
I think this is
was mad.
This is an unexpected curveball. Because, that's the donor class right there that lost their homes, too. And you're starting to see, a lot of folks that donate a lot of money. They go to these super donor, dinners. It's like, $500,000 for two plates. And, that's the breadbasket for that party. And, they lost their homes. And so that's, a lot of people don't see how things are until it happens to them. And so it's interesting.
Well, and the other thing, too, on that is, like I was telling Linda, Mel Gibson's on the Joe Rogan podcast. His house burnt down during the podcast.
I watched a little bit of. We didn't get that far.
He said his son sent him a video of the neighborhood or something.
Yeah, and we had a friend send us photos from their house, and it was like, that's not that far away. And this whole thing, and it's horrible, but we've gone through this up here, as ad nauseum.
Yeah.
North State's been burning down for decades. We had 89 people killed, which they have not had in a small town because of only one way in, one way out, which is what they're finding they have down there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these houses built on, you know, on the mountainsides and all that, it's a windy
narrow road.
Double. And then I saw a bulldozer picking up cars and pushing Mercedes and BMW, just pushing them out of the way because people couldn't get any further and they abandoned their cars.
I wonder if the mentality down there is different. So when the car fire was happening, I had to go to my mom's house. She was off of Twin View. I had to go pick her up and take her out to Palo Cedro. And I remember driving on 5 and people were at gas stations loaded up in line. People were coming down south on 5. It was moving. It was moving probably 25, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Right? On the freeway. And there's massive people just evacuating from, you know, from that whole area. And I don't think that would have been the case today. I think everybody would, they would have been jammed up because everybody would be cutting everybody off and stepping on one another to get out of there first.
They don't know. I mean, and they didn't have go bags like, or, you know, like we have here. Everybody, when it gets to be fire season, if you're out in that area, people have all that stuff ready to go. When that last fire hit, it was up in Manton. We moved the horses, all of that stuff, even though we weren't in the evacuation zone, but all it would have taken is a shift in the wind. So we know how the game's played. They obviously don't, and the warnings just didn't work.
Well, warnings alone, but let's just say that, you know, every conspiracy theory is right in the world is just totally messed up and has always been that way. You still have your community, and that's really all you have at the end of the day, like quantifiably. You know for certain you have your neighbors and your community. And that doesn't exist in a lot of areas, at least in California. I mean, in the Bay Area, even, it changed quite a bit. People don't even know who their neighbors are. They don't even know their names living right next door. But up here, people do go and help others with animals. They were at the gas station. It was weird how quiet it was where there was like 50 to 100 people at a gas station trying to get gas. Nobody was arguing. Nobody was yelling. It was just everybody was just doing what
everybody knew what had to be done.
Yeah.
And they were just totally unprepared for this down there. That's why they didn't have water in the hydrants. It wasn't that there wasn't water in the system. It was just so much of it had been dumped out. They had no pressure. Now, you can argue this. Oh, no, there was water in the pipes. Well, if it doesn't pump out when the firefighters put the hose on it, there's no water.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no water. And they had a variety of stories I was watching last night that happened. You know, I mean, the reporters were there, and here came the fire crew, get it on there, turned it on. Nothing.
Oh, man. I've never did firefighting, but as a firefighter, I wonder, is that like one of their worst nightmares?
It has to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That they're there, and then so what do they do? They watch it, they unplug the hose, and they go to someplace else that maybe there is water.
They're just going from hydrant to hydrant, huh? Oh, man.
Anyway. Okay. Let's take a quick break.
All right, let's go into this first. Valentine's Day is February 14th, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in every weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance. That's right here on our morning show to participate in our Love Song Challenge. All right, stand by.
All you have to do is call in 605-4567, identify this song, and you're going to get entered for the package.
That's right. And we're going to announce the winner on the 3rd of February. And the package is pretty special. You get a $100 gift certificate for Taroko, a dozen long-stemmed roses from beautiful Reading florist, and 2 dozen premium chocolates, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay.
Now, play it one more time because we were talking over it.
Yeah.
Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. Name this song.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle's trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.
Back on track.
FM and 1460 AM. Hey, we've got Alan and Jake, Brenda and Jared have called in.
All right,
and entered in the drawing for the special Valentine's giveaway. This is really a cool date.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing this Monday through Friday up until the 3rd.
Yeah, or three times a day. All you have to do is when you hear the song, call in, tell us what the name of it is, give us your phone number so we can enter you into it. You don't have to say anything.
And every day will be different.
Every day will be different. So here's your chance.
It'll be a 7
o'clock.
And
we're just starting it out, so we're going to be talking about it.
Yeah, we're getting it under.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the old parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in that same spot since 1967, and I've been going there since 17 years ago when I moved here. The guys there are just great guys, Tim and Logan. And what can I say? It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop.
Yep.
You get great haircuts. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. That works for me. You can just drop in. If there's an opening, they're more than happy to give you a haircut, but they're pretty busy there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we are here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law down in Palo Cedro, the largest workers' compensation law office north of Sacramento. And I always say that, a veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, worked for the insurance company for a year or two, said, I don't like this, came out on the other side and said, people need to be taken care of. I also said you're a scrapper.
Yeah. You are a scrapper.
You are a scrapper.
I've learned how to fight a little bit better, though. I don't butt heads as much. I play chess.
It's no more search and destroy. Now it's kind of like search and win.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as you go into 2025, let's talk about not resolutions or anything, but, something changing and going to affect this year.
Yeah, so there's one that was passed. If anybody wants to look it up, Senate Bill 1120. And this really came in under everybody's nose, including in the industry. I think that I've spoken about it before, where treatment's very difficult to get in workers' comp because they use algorithms to do utilization review. And we've seen in the news that UnitedHealthcare has been doing that and, stuff like that. They just codified a bill where they allow it. They say that's permissible. It's a little misleading. They say a doctor has to make the ultimate decision, but, the doctor is looking at something and the decision's already made and there's nothing to, counteract it, right? Then, there's that. So I think it's problematic. I think people are going to see a dramatic decline in treatment authorizations across the board. Workers' comp is a little different though. So the disability insurance reports to the Department of Insurance, whereas everybody else, it's to the Office of Healthcare, Managed Healthcare. So there's going to be two tiers here. But, it was interesting. I've been saying for years that they were using algorithms and AI to determine whether or not treatment would be authorized in workers' comp, and people acted like I had a foil hat on. I mean, it was obvious that it was happening. So, now they codified it and passed it. Senate Bill 1120 passed. Nobody batted an eye at it. So it's just the world we live in, and so that passed through. So that's one thing. I think there's going to be a very big reform, probably around 27, when Newsom's out. There's going to be a big reform in the workers' comp system, I believe. I'm anticipating it. There hasn't been one since 2012, right? So it's overdue, and it's going to happen in another administration. We don't – obviously, Newsom's planning to run for president, right? And the fires, are one thing.
I hope he does. No, I hope Newsom does, and everything that he has done for 8 years comes back to pound him on
about half the country. Half the country thinks he's done a great job, right?
Yeah.
Which half is that?
Yeah.
The other
coast.
Or what do you mean the other? Like we're on the coast. No, basically everywhere south of Colusa County.
Well, really, it's just west of the I-5 thinks he's done a good job, or east of the what is that one? The I-40 corridor that goes up on the east coast. It all comes down to that when you go west of the I-5, that's where you have Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, all these. That's what's winning the elections, because when you go east of the I-5, that's red country.
Right, it's because of apportionment, right? The districts are apportioned based on population.
Yeah. When you have millions of people in L.A.,
well, it's interesting how that, some people disagree with the Electoral College when somebody wins not by popular vote, but by Electoral College, right? It happened with Bush and it happened with Trump. But at the same time, they love the Electoral College when it has to do with how many seats they have in Congress.
Right.
Right. Yep. And things like that. So it's like, give it, you can't, have and not have. And, that's the whole, I think, the beauty of the Constitution.
Well, it would take a constitutional amendment, which means, it's got to go through, 2/3 of the states, right?
It has to be ratified by, 2/3 of the states and 2/3 of the
Can you imagine 2/3 of the United States saying, oh, no, take away our power, our electoral power? See that happening.
What would be terrifying is, what would they want in return for giving that up?
Oh.
Right. All right.
I don't know. It scares me to even think about it. A couple $1 billion in their pockets, maybe? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but even the money goes away when you have no
political
power.
Not in their lifetime. They don't care.
I kind of want to go back and get some clarification. You were talking about that the existing way that the health care coverage has not been updated in how long?
So with the Senate Bill 1120 has been since 1974, but with workers' compensation, it's been since 2012. The last reform was in 2013. So permanent disability rates, what you get paid, it's still what it was then. So it's been that rate for over 10 years now, right? So obviously with inflation.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that issue there. And then with utilization review and independent medical review, that was all – nobody really understood, except for a few insiders. I didn't even know this, that these insurance companies already had the algorithms. to-do you are. And not, I mean, they would have to employ 30,000 doctors to, okay, to determine these treatment, make these treatment decisions. So that's got to be reformed a little bit, too, because these insurance companies don't like doing this on a $60 medication. Right?
Right.
It's not cost effective. So there'll be some modifications there, and there'll be some other things. There's some state programs that that provide benefits when people are injured because of a combination of their work injury and pre-existing conditions totally disables them. There's a fund there, and a lot of people have been accessing it. You know, a 26-year-old has a knee injury at ADD. You know, they shouldn't get 100% award probably. So there's some inequitable results, and not to mention that the fund itself is now overloaded and they can't administer it. So they'll change some of that to cut people off of that. There'll be some changes, some big ones. And who knows what else? I don't know what these insurance companies are really gunning for at this point. They're going to have their say in the employers because, you know, they do have lobbies that are, you know, don't have websites, and they're very, you know, very powerful. And so there'll be some things there. And you know, we'll see how good of a compromise it was. On my side of the aisle here, on the applicant side of the aisle, I can say that since 2004, the reforms that have been going on since that have been very, very negative towards injured workers. They've been reducing benefits dramatically. So a lot of injured workers' attorneys are not happy. That's why a lot of, there hasn't been a big push to change things, because it's been going in one direction. And it's, you know, I try to explain to my clients, too, I mean, justice isn't fairness. One's not the other. There's two different separate words, right? Justice is like the least amount of harm to the fewest number of people. So, you know, the employers and the insurance carriers do have a stake. They do have skin in the game. They are stakeholders, and they have to exist. Otherwise, California goes bankrupt, right? So, it's, you know, they try to compromise. I just don't know how much of a compromise things are typically.
So, I would, what would be your word of your advice? Let's say that a particular individual or a company had, you know, workman's comp, and then somebody filed a claim, one claim throughout the years, or two claims or three, but, you know, you're going to have, and then the insurance company says, we're not going to renew you. Now what do you do?
They would wind up, if they don't have an ability to get coverage because of whatever reason, it happens up here a lot. Your state compensation insurance fund has a constitutional mandate to cover anybody. So you could get insurance through them. But a lot of people, this was happening with a lot of the cannabis operations. They were joining these things called either a PEO or a captive, where essentially they're part of a larger group and they're all self-insured. And
okay.
They get excess coverage. So those are really the two options. Captives are probably the better option, but you do have to put some capital up initially. So those are the options there. But, you know, I do want to say, like, to employers out there, I have a couple of cases right now where there's an issue between the employer and the employee who filed the claim. They've got a problem, and the employer doesn't think that their claim should be accepted. The threshold for an injury is extremely low. So if you can't say absolutely that this didn't make them worse or anything like that, it's going to wind up being compensable. One of these gentlemen, the case is now going to be $130,000 just in retroactive temporary disability, when it probably would have only been cost them about $50,000, because they're just being so hard-headed about accepting the injury. If you don't accept the injury, you have no control over it. So employers, you know, you may say, hey, I don't want them to file this claim, I don't want the claim to be accepted or what have you, but in these instances, there's another case too. In these instances, they are making it cost more because they're being hard-headed and they're being short-sighted. You know, you got to talk to your broker, talk to a, you know, claims person. I mean, listen to the advice of professionals. That's what we were talking about, Scrappy. I used to fight, you know, very one-dimensionally when before I was a lawyer. And it's like you learn how to win the war, not this one little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win your battles. You got to win definitely a majority of them, but you got to pick the ones that matter. And this one, I mean, they're cutting off their nose to spite their face, right?
It's, yeah.
You know, they're costing themselves more and more money every day they continue to delay the case. So.
Well, it's, and the thing about it is, the poor guy or girl caught in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I know that's what you really, that's where you get, because in past your hard exterior, isn't he mushy on the inside?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. And, I mean, it must be frustrating. You're trying to help somebody. The employer wants them back.
Yeah.
They want to be back.
Well, those are the hard ones. Yeah, where the employer really wants the person.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to see one of my people have, you know, stay off because they're not getting the treatment they need that they rightfully deserve because an insurance company or somebody is just, you know.
And you do have a say. So if it's medical treatment and things like that, those affect your premiums. Those are called allocated costs. Those directly impact the policyholder. If you, especially if you're part of a captive or you're self-insured, you have a lot of say. And if You could, there's knee injuries that could be over in 7 weeks. But those knee injuries, if they don't get treatment, they could go on for 17 months. And you're paying temporary disability that entire time. So instead of being a $45,000, $60,000, you know, issue, maybe $100,000, it winds up being $300,000.
Yeah.
Because they're going to the doctor and getting nothing done, but going to the doctor every month. And
Well, I was talking to a very high-ranking official at one of our hospitals, and, you know, the things they go through with the insurance company. They have to call five different people to get a procedure okayed. And once it's okayed and they do it, then it is a battle. After the insurance company's already okayed it.
Well, it's a battle to get paid after the fact.
And he ends up talking, because there's like five or six layers, and they end up, eventually they end up taking less money because they keep bringing up little things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the cost of that, instead of having one person, this is the procedures, what the doctor says, it falls under our purview, here's the thing, and one person being able to say, okay, do it. They do the procedure, they go back, and they get paid for it. I mean, how much money would you save just having something like that?
It's obviously, it's financially prudent for the payers, because they have the money until they spend it, and it obviously is more profitable, or they would not do that.
That's right.
The business model, in my opinion, in my experience, and it was more than 2 years I worked for the other side. It was like 10, but it was actually 12. So it was more of they contract to do something. In that contract, they also have all of these special caveats that allow them to not pay certain things, right? And so they don't pay their bills, and then they hire attorneys to drag it out and find little arguments so that people take less. So they already have their profit margins priced into the premiums. They're going to make a profit based on the premiums if they have a good underwriting model. Things happen, but usually, they win more than they lose, just like the casinos, right? So they have this pricing model. They already have profits built in. They have the margins in there. Then they hire people to extend those profit margins by not paying their bills. They're deadbeats.
And so it's cheaper for them to keep extending and extending and extending it.
Because they have the money the whole time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his, may I say, this beautiful wife.
Right-hand person.
Right-hand person, the one who runs everything. We're going to take a quick... What did I say?
No, I said Jill.
Oh, I thought I'd said Jill. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. We are having this gigantic Valentine's Day package we're giving away, and all you have to do is when we play the song right after I finish here, just call in, name the song, and give us your phone number, and you are entered into winning a night at Taroko's, Chocolate After Dark, 2 dozen beautiful chocolate truffle desserts, and 2 dozen long stem roses. And all you have to do is call in and name this song. So play the song.
Okay, we've got a caller coming.
The caller's already on.
Yeah.
Okay, just call in, tell us what the name of that song is. You're entered in this, and yes, our guest can enter just by writing your name down and your phone number, and you'll be entered also.
Right, right, right.
Okay, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, workers' compensation.
Yeah.
And Jill, his office manager, the one that's got him going, his life manager, you know, Jill Gorman.
Can I say it just, okay, so. We won't. This is before we come on next month. So February 2nd will be 20 years that Jill and I have been together.
Oh yeah,
and I love you so much. And I'm glad that you were either crazy enough or smart enough or whatever it was to date an unemployed stockbroker 20 years ago.
Oh man,
and you've made my life everything that I had never imagined it to be. And I love you so much.
A girl in my situation doesn't have too many choices.
He pours his heart. He just handed his heart to you, and Jill stomped on it with high heels.
It's an inside joke. Yeah, your dad was telling her to just settle for some guy before we were dating. Just settle with some guy because, you know, basically, you know, she doesn't have a lot of options.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh my God,
that was pretty brutal. Yeah,
but you know, here you guys were went to grade school.
Yes, yeah.
Grade school together, and you went off and, you know, had lives, separate lives, et cetera. And then I just think it's so interesting how. You know, God has a plan. There's no doubt about it. Brings you together. Yeah. You guys are so tight, and you're just this wonderful couple that kind of like, you like fish. So I think about how, you know, fish swim together like this in this little,
The yin and yang.
Yin and yang. Like, and that's how you're attracted to fish. So that's how I could, you know, that was my analogy about the two of you, how I see you together.
We're like Coral and Marlin.
Coral died.
I'm sure it felt like a long time to them.
I can't outlive you. That's not about
Coral and Marlin?
I think her name was Coral.
From Finding Nemo?
I don't know. You guys.
The parents.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
When you have kids, you watch those.
You
watch cartoons.
We're about to see all the new ones. We got grandbabies coming home soon. We get to watch them all over again.
That's great.
Yeah, and congratulations on that. You know all the words to all the songs.
Yeah.
Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Baby Shark, Frozen, what's the name of the
Let
It Go, Let It Go.
Elsa, yeah.
Somebody was telling us, he says, I just, you know, what are we going to watch tonight? And if it was like 6:30, he knew what they were going to watch. It was the same movie they have watched every night for like 4 months.
Yes.
And then their little girl sings along, and sing, Daddy, sing. And he's singing along, and, you know. So
it keeps things easier. I mean, if you get sick of it, at least you don't have to go and, like, figure out a movie and then not like this
you
one.
You surreptitiously can be on your iPad, you know, reading or something.
No, we never did that. We're always paying just total attention to the movies,
right? Yeah, right. Just like I was paying attention to Buford.
He got your attention.
Yeah, he sure did.
Thank you for being so patient. You know, you understand. You've got kids and dogs, and I don't know.
Just checking in, Buford had an accident. Well, I don't know how much of an accident. It was pretty intense.
No, wait, he almost, big one.
He almost pooped on my foot.
It was
it's not okay. Yeah. But anyway, you guys are really good about it. And I was really good at cleaning. So, you know what?
I don't know what
you guys were.
What's that white stuff you spread?
There was something in the back room that it was a carpet thing that said lemon, my carpet. I was like, well, isn't that accidental?
Very handy.
Smells nice.
No, you guys were, same thing. You guys were a team. There was not a lot of words spoken. You just parts moving together. Boom.
We were Coral and Marlin.
Yeah, you were. Absolutely.
I got to look it up. In fact, I'm looking it up right now. Coral and Marlin.
We got about 5 minutes left.
Sure.
Things that, you know, in your opinion.
Finding Nemo.
People should be, you know, for insurance or for, you know, for workers' compensation, if you've been injured, what are some, I mean, and it happens obviously all the time. It could be somebody that's got a very high risk job, or it could be somebody in an office that trips over something.
Yeah, and sometimes it's because they have underlying health issues and then they have an injury that really goes wrong, right, because of the combined things. And, you know, a few things, just some principles that I think really matter. First off, you know, workers' compensation is not going to give you justice for wrongs, because it's not about that, right? It's a faultless system. So if you're not paying attention and you get hurt, or your employer didn't, you know, move something that you thought they should move, it doesn't matter. And usually, if your employer does something wrong to you, that you think is wrong to you, or they treated you badly or harassed you, or that's not what workers' compensation is for, and you will not get what you want out of workers' compensation. It doesn't provide pain and suffering. It doesn't give you punitive damages. The word, justice, you know, or there's none of that, right? It exists. You get permanent disability, temporary disability, and medical treatment. For the employers, though, it's, you know, there's three types of people in this world. If the car is hit in a parking lot, and there's, you know, the driver who hits them, there's three types of people. There's one who will drive away and try to escape. There's one who will get out of the car and blame the person who they hit, and then tell their insurance company it was the other person's fault. And then there's a kind of person who will leave a note or give their insurance and say, this is what insurance is for. I'm really sorry for hitting you. Let's make this right. There's very, very few of that third person, but the system is designed to favor that third person financially. You might think that it's the worst thing to just, you know, pay the comp claim, but that's what you have insurance for. It is there. It favors people doing the right thing. The system is designed where if you do the wrong thing, ultimately it's going to cost you more money. It can, and you know, employers don't get prosecuted for workers' compensation fraud, so there's no real consequences. But you know, that's not to say they won't. It gets around too. It's a small community. You don't want to be the person who's the second, and definitely not the one who's the first, and claims that you know, they don't know the person. You fire somebody, you tell your insurance company, oh, I don't know who they are. Don't be that person. It's going to come back to get you.
It's integrity, and it's stain, I think, on your integrity. And I'll tell you a story. One time when I was living in Nashville, I drove a truck. I had a truck, and my condo building, whatever it was, had parking underneath. And so I was in a hurry one day, and I was backing up. I had a stick shift, and I was backing up. And there was a gal further down underneath that came out, and I just didn't see her. So I backed into, as she was, you know, backing up and coming out, I was backing up. So I backed into her. I didn't know it was a new car. I didn't know because I didn't see her. And truthfully, the lighting wasn't that great. But I was in a hurry. So anyway, I got out of the car and I said, this is totally my fault. And I could tell she was perturbed because she had a brand new car. Whatever. You're perturbed. You got hit. Now we have to sit there and do the insurance thing. So later on, my insurance company calls me and said, are you sure? Because they were trying to make sure that I was at fault. Like they were trying to make, and so I second guessed like, well, no, I totally was in a hurry, and I backed into her.
You probably also don't hear that very often. So,
you know, no, I did. I mean, I wasn't going to be like, well, maybe it was her, because maybe the lighting wasn't that good, and maybe she was speeding, too. But in my mind and in my soul was like, you were in a hurry, and you could have looked a little bit better.
There is unspoken pressure on claims adjusters to do things like that, too. It's unspoken, because on paper, they're supposed to not dispute liability, but unspoken, a lot of claims desks believe that they need to encourage, you know, mitigate. And so there's a difference between mitigating, like, you know, legitimately and mitigating through, you know, fraud. But either way, no, I think there's rare that somebody, I think there's rare that somebody calls up and says, hey, I was at fault. I've done that myself. I've backed into a car. One time I backed into a car. The girl was really nervous. I said, I'm so sorry. here's my insurance. And she started crying. She's like, thank you for being so cool and not being a jerk. And for her to be like that, like overcome by emotion that I was doing the right thing, it was kind of sad.
It is sad. And I saw a lady right here in front of us. When she pulled in her van, she creased this car. Not bad at all. She got out. She was doing all the information and putting it, you know, leaving it with the, on the windshield there. And she had three little girls with her. And I called her in here, and it was around Halloween. It was good. It's okay if I give your kids candy here. Oh, yeah. And I just said, that is really, really a cool lesson your kids just learned here.
Yeah, exactly. Those three girls now that we learned through observation.
Right.
Yeah. They know that is what we do.
Right.
So it was a great lesson for them.
I mean, I think we stay.
Okay, Patrick and Jill, how do we get a hold of you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're
out of time. So you can come to our website at www.gormancomplaw.com or give us a call, 530-262-2168.
And the person you're going to talk to, you may have somebody answer the phone, and you may not get him right then, but it's going to be Patrick calling you back.
I do all the consultations. I don't have paralegals do it. I do the consultations myself. And sometimes you may not need an attorney, and I'll give you the advice that I'll give you your options, and no car salesman.
We love you on our Casey and in our family. Thank you, and Happy New Year to the two of you.
And happy anniversary.
Yes, February, the 2nd of February.
Even though you had no choice.
Options.
I made the right choice.
Everybody have a great day, a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful, and God bless America.
KCNR, shut